Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got Ken Gronbach. Kenneth W. Gronbach is an original member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998. He's literally a founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books on demographics, including his new one, The Age Curve, and he's the resident demographer of our Brain Trust. Ken Gronbach, welcome back.
Good to be here. How are you?
It's good to have you back.
Yeah.
I was telling the audience before you got here that the thing about demographics is that the way it's going to impact, the way that the phenomenon of demographics, of the generational waves are going to impact you, that die is already cast. It's already in place. Those people, those live births have already happened, haven't they?
That's right. You can't go back and change things.
Nothing we can do about that.
No, it's a done deal.
And so there's nothing squishy about this, folks. So the more you can know about it, the more you can understand the direction that society is going to be moving in.
Exactly. Yeah.
And of course the what we have the benefit of it today is generations of studying of these of this concept that we didn't have 100 years ago, even probably 60 years ago. And but we have you, we have others who are working on this. So the mystery can be revealed, right?
Exactly. It's so bone straight simple. It kind of catches people off guard.
So talk to us about what we need to know. What are some of the things you're working on these days that we need to know about?
Well, one of the things that is a principal concern for demographers right now is our tax base. In about 10 or 15 years,
right.
Most taxes are paid by people between the ages of 40 and 60, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And actually, you can narrow that down to 45 to 55.
Hmm.
And we have there's a deficit in our population that's currently age 26 to 45. And when this deficit or hole in our population reaches the tax-paying age, we have issues. We have to.
What is it? The baby boomers are the Gen Xers are what, 20 million fewer than the baby boomers?
Actually, they're 9 million fewer.
Now, I thought there was a lot. I thought there was a lot more disparity than that.
No, it's 9 million. But
that's still a deficit.
It's huge. No, it's 11%, and when you have an 11% drop in your market of anything, whether it's your market of taxpayers or your market of car buyers or your market of, house
right,
buyers.
Right.
It's huge. So we've been watching this deficit as it ages through the time continuum.
Is it also possible that this generation, the Gen Xers, are not going to have the same living standard that their parents had?
Well, it's
and earning power, and therefore maybe that affects the tax base as well.
Yeah, it will, but nothing affects the tax base more than an 11% free fall in the size of the number of taxpayers. But, Jim, I think we're all going to have a different living standard based on the way things are going. You know, we're watching, in addition to this huge problem that's headed our way, and you and I both know that there are lots and lots of challenges for our leaders across the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and what we're facing here in the United States is chicken feed compared to what some nations like Japan and Europe are facing.
Exactly.
And even China.
Well, more so China. I have a friend in Chattanooga, Tennessee, that wants me to come down and see this new Volkswagen plant that they're building there. Well, it's the
right.
reason that Volkswagen is building in the United States, and it's because we have labor.
Mm-hmm.
Chattanooga has a ton of labor. And in Germany, because of their fertility for the last really 30 years, where they've been below replacement level fertility, haven't been having kids. They don't have any labor now, and that's across all across Europe, Asia especially. China's in big trouble. I don't know why people keep on singing China's song about, you know, China's going to be the biggest economy in the world. China's not. China's done. China's finished already.
Really?
Oh, big time finished. They've had this one-child policy in place now for 30 years.
How many aborted babies? How many, what is it, 40 million?
40 million, no, it's the equivalent of the population of the United States and Canada combined. It's about 400 million.
400 million births that did not happen, that ordinarily would have happened naturally.
Exactly.
Had it not been, wow, that's a big, and most of those are girls, too, unfortunately, as it turns out. 20 till the hour. Right back with more from our good friend Ken Grombach. Stay with us. We're back. It's 34 after the hour. 43 after the hour, I should say. 43. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the guy who can't tell time. I'm working on it, though. I promise. I'll get better. I promise. The website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Lots of good stuff there to help you with your small business. Don't forget to take the poll question on the homepage there, because we have a question there that we ask about the economy. What do you think this week? This week, what do you think about the economy? How's it doing? We have three options there for you to choose. When you click on it, you submit your answer. You will see how everybody else voted based on your response. I mean, your response based on compared to the others, I should say. And then, of course, you can subscribe to my free newsletter, the blog, the archives, the articles, lots and lots of stuff at smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Ken Grombach is our guest. Kenneth W. Grombach is the name on the age curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm by Ken Grombach. That's available wherever books are sold. Ken, If you had to look out across the, as you look in your demographic crystal ball, how would you think that the demographic waves that are coming at us are going to land on small business? What do you think?
Small business is about to have miracle grow heaped on it. There are many, many forces that are affecting small business, but probably the biggest one is the unemployment. There's nothing that makes small business flourish like unemployment. You're going to see Generation Y, the kids that are currently under 25, because they're facing 50% unemployment as they come out of college, open up small businesses like crazy, just like the boomers did in the 70s.
And the reason they'll do okay in their small business is because they're just starting out. They have very little overhead, very few commitments. And they don't have to have the kind of startup money that somebody in their 45 with a couple of kids have.
Yeah, startup money is of course a premium, but
there almost isn't any.
Yeah, real entrepreneurs don't need it. Real entrepreneurs find money. Real entrepreneurs figure out a way, and that will happen. Also, you're seeing an awful lot of boomers going to business now, just out of necessity because they've been outsized, downsized, right-sized, whatever that is. Small business is what is going to, whenever you have change, big, it's not big business that brings you into the new. It's always small business, and then big business swoops in and eats up the small business.
Acquires it,
after a while.
Yeah.
So huge.
Well, that's
huge
because market. Creativity is on Main Street. Creativity is not on Wall Street.
Yeah, I know. Wall Street thinks 3 months out. You can't be visionary thinking 3 months out.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So what's going to happen? Small business is going to be great. I mean, I believe like Reagan does. I mean, I live in a very, very macro world, and so do all demographers. And the demographers that I know, and there's not very many of us because it's not a very lucrative field, but we all feel the same way, and that is that the best days for the United States are ahead of us, not behind us. I mean,
why,
really.
We like the sound of that. Tell us why.
Yeah. Well, because the EU it doesn't have a labor force.
They got major baggage over there with their commitments, their social commitments, That's the demographic issues you've told us about. They got a lot of baggage over there, don't they?
Well, the problem is that they didn't have kids. They don't have taxpayers. When you don't have kids, you don't have taxpayers. And that's exactly the same problem that Eastern Europe has, that Russia has. It's exactly the same problem that Japan has. It's the problem that China is going to have in epic.
They're worse support. Off than the others because not only is their population... Have they not replaced their population? But they've done it in a way that's asymmetrical, haven't they?
It's gender
asymmetrical, isn't it?
Well, it's gender symmetrical. Asymmetrical. Gender asymmetrical, and it's also age asymmetrical because it's all in
men. And mostly men.
Yeah, it was very. This was a lopsided, dumb decision. To limit your population to young men. I mean, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
I
mean, so when that happens, though, that creates a potential social problem for China. But talk to us some more about demographics and small business.
Well, what's going to happen is because there's going to be so much opportunity here in the United States. The United States, as a continent, is very interesting because actually the Americas, we on this continent can both produce and consume. That's something the rest of the world cannot do, which means that we can be autonomous while the rest of the world corrects.
You've said that for a long time. You've been saying for a long time that if we had to, we could go into ourselves.
And that's what's going to happen. And there's going to be a lot of opportunity because the best and the brightest people and essentially all manufacturing is going to come here to the United States. I mean, I'm not saying, I take it back, not all, but lion's share of it. Because we have labor here. We have wonderful labor. And we especially have labor in the South and in the West because of Latinos. Long-term, the Latinos are an enormous, enormous benefit to us, which makes me wonder about all this controversy taking place in Arizona. I mean, I understand they have some short-term problems.
And the problem is not the people, it's the crime. It's the criminals.
Exactly. And the criminals are on the outside, maybe 5% of that population. So we're throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there. Small business is going to flourish in the United States because small business is going to answer the challenge because only small business can.
Let me tell you something else I've seen the last 4 or 5 years, Ken.
What's that?
An increase in small business manufacturing.
Oh, that's going
to
be
That's really been interesting to me to see how that's been happening. I'm talking startups. I'm talking about brand new businesses.
Sure. Well, it's called
outsourcing. Ken, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back to this after these messages, folks. I like the sound of this. I hope you do, too. 10 till. Ken Gromack and I will be right back. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Ken Gronbach is our guest. Kenneth W. Gronbach is the name on the book, The Age Curve. Ken, tell us how we can find you online, how we can find your book.
Go. The best place to get the book is Amazon.com, and it's called The Age Curve. Or go to my website, which is kgcdirect.com.
All right. So check that out. And if they want an autographed copy, can they get one there?
Oh, yeah. Call me.
All right. So check it out there, kgcdirect.com. Kim, we're talking about, and you do a lot of speeches around the country on this topic, don't you?
Yes, I do. In fact, I'm speaking in Tampa this week, and then I'm going to Detroit, and then I'm going back down to Florida again at the end of next week. It's a hot subject right now.
Right.
And being able to forecast the future with accuracy seems to be in demand.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on what you've done. You've come a long way, and we've watched your career flourish over the last 12 years, and it's good to see it. Ken, talk some more about what you think. If you were a small business owner right now in any particular industry, what would you sound like you're pretty optimistic about the future.
I'm very optimistic about the future. I tell people that, right now is the time to get your ducks in a row. right now is the time to assess where you are and where you want to go and make some plans and work it. Very, very important. You'll never find an opportunity to hire better people than right now. So
right.
If staffing's an issue for you, forget it. It's an employer's market. The employer's
right. It's a buyer's market, no question.
Absolutely, positively, and you can get the best and the brightest that you want. And also, new opportunities for products. Times are changing. Times are changing dramatically. I mean, just think about what area in a particular field is not being served, and jump on it. Jump all over it.
The beauty of the U.S. economy is you can find a niche and then go in there and fill a niche of a niche.
That's right.
And make a living. It's the good thing about being a small business owner. You don't have to conquer the world. And I've said this 1,000 times, Ken. You don't have to conquer the world to be successful.
No, I'm going to give you a recommendation because it's the same thing that happened to the boomers in the 70s. Nobody recognized the size of the boomer market better than the boomers themselves. So they opened up small businesses everywhere to serve themselves. That is exactly what's happening right now with Generation Y. Generation Y is underserved in so many categories.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at this new generation. Figure out what they're consuming right now. That they're just starting to get married en masse, because the average age we get married is 26 in the United States, and this group is 25 and under. So the marriage market is going to go through the roof, which
mm-hmm.
means new homes and pots and pans and apartments and you name it.
Cars.
The Japanese have got a handle on that too. That's the one thing where Detroit missed the boat. They didn't understand Generation Y.
Yeah. Interesting. Huge, very interesting.
Huge problem. And the new houses, Generation Y is not going to live in a starter castle that's 6,000 square feet. They're going to live in something that's under 2,000 square feet that's self-sustaining. A totally different market. But they are buying houses. They're buying houses. They're buying cheap houses. And where are these young people mostly? Well, they're in the South and they're in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, the Northeast and the Midwest did not plan accordingly.
And how's that going to work out for them, for that region, those regions?
Well, it's going to be fine, because what will happen is as manufacturing comes back to the States, an awful lot of the manufacturing was done in the North, and that's
right.
where the footprint already
right.
is. I don't care how old the footprint is, but that's where the footprint is, so we tend to go back to where we
were. It just won't move back into those old rusty buildings. It'll be new stuff.
It'll be
21st century stuff.
It'll be new stuff, and what
yeah.
will happen is the abundance of labor that exists
right.
in the South and the West will find its way.
Will it be union? Will it be union work or
no.
not non-union?
No.
From
no.
your mouth to God's ears.
No.
Yeah. With the union. The two things that could kill what you're talking about is more ineffective leadership in Washington and increase in unionism.
Yeah. Now
those are two of the enemies of your predictions.
When you're talking about small business, no, it's not union.
Yeah,
You only need union for certain reasons, and we don't need that right now.
We don't need that anymore. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Give us the website one more time.
Okay, KGCDirect.com.
The book is called The Age Curve. Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Take care.
We'll see you later. Ken Gronbach, ladies and gentlemen. It's always exciting, always interesting, always fascinating to hear what Ken said. And I feel better about us right now, don't you, folks? Small businesses. You heard me tell you this back in 98. I told you the 21st century was going to be the century of the entrepreneur. And Ken just proved me right. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.